It was nearly 6 o'clock, but only gray, imperfect, misty dawn when we drew nigh the wharf. "There are some sailors running ahead there, if I see right," said I to Queequeg. "It can't be shadows. She's off by sunrise, I guess. Come on."
"Avast!"
cried a voice, whose owner, at the same time coming close behind us, laid a hand upon both our shoulders, and then, insinuating himself between us, stood stooping forward a little, in the uncertain twilight, strangely peering from Queequeg to me. It was Elijah.
"Going aboard?"
"Hands off, will you?" said I.
"Looky here," said Queequeg, shaking himself. "Go away." "Ain't going aboard, then?"
"Yes, we are," said I, "but what business is that of yours? Do you know, Mr. Elijah, that I consider you a little impertinent?"
"No, no, no, I wasn't aware of that," said Elijah,
slowly and wonderingly looking from me to Queequeg with the most unaccountable glances.
"Elijah," said I, "you will oblige my friend and me by withdrawing. We are going to the Indian and Pacific Oceans, and would prefer not to be detained." "Ye be ye coming back before breakfast?"
"He's cracked, Queequeg," said I. "Come on."
"Hallo!"
cried stationary Elijah, hailing us when we had removed a few paces. "Never mind him," said I. "Queequeg, come on." But he stole up to us again, and suddenly clapping his hands on my shoulder, said,
"Did you see anything looking like men going towards that ship a while ago?"
Struck by this plain, matter-of-fact question, I answered, saying, "Yes, I thought I did see four or five men, but it was too dim to be sure.